So really excited for our panel, Drew and Jay, today. We have Bethany Weldon, who is a league table official for the British Basketball League. We have Katie Nolan, who's with the Newcastle Eagles. So Drew, I know there's a special connection there with your storied history with Newcastle. And we have Viola Moss, who's a BBL assistant producer. So ladies, thank you so much for making time in your schedules to talk about, to celebrate, to honor International Women's Day. We're very appreciative of having each of you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Katie, if I can, let me start with you. The hashtag, the theme for this year's International Women's Day is Inspire Inclusion. And as I kind of reflect on that, understanding and appreciating what it feels to be included is usually because you have a history or you have instances when you were excluded, when you were left out, when you were not fully brought to the table because you were a woman. Share some experiences, Katie, where maybe you felt excluded, either in your studies, in sport, not fully accepted because you're a woman.
Yeah. So growing up, I grew up in a neighborhood full of boys, and I've always been into sports. I've always wanted to play basketball, play wiffle ball with them, a whole bunch of other sports. And they never picked me to be on their teams. They never thought that I was strong enough or whatever. They thought I'd cry if I lost. They didn't want me to be a part of it. So that was from a very early age, I got used to almost prove myself, if that makes sense, to be able to participate in sports with boys or just with other women. Thankfully for me, I have an older brother who was very adamant about making sure the boys let me play. So like, I learned how to stand up for myself and be able to be included. And growing up in America, that's where I'm from, we have Title IX. So that has always made me felt very included, especially in college sports. We had have equal opportunities. So honestly, I've been very blessed throughout my life in the sports world to be included. Unfortunately, until I came here and there is no Title IX, there is no protection for women's side of the sports. So that has been an adjustment the last year and a half, learning how to be included again, if that makes sense. So some examples are when we go to away venues, we've been placed in male changing rooms where men in the stands will just come in and use the bathroom while we're in there. We're like, let's not do that. So just little things that can be easily fixed, but they just don't think about it for us as women in sports has been a little bit challenging.
And Katie, that's not a little thing. yeah, that's unacceptable, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it takes leaders like yourself to call out those moments. So corrective measures can be taken.
Yeah, we had to create our own signs, be like, away changing room, do not enter. And that's something that I feel like should just be a standard at a venue that's hosting a basketball game. That, like you said, isn't a little thing, but we're so used to brushing those off as little things because it's been the reality of life as a woman athlete for the 25 years I've been existing. So,
yeah. And I want to hold on to that for just a moment, Katie, because I know you've probably seen some progress, but clearly there's some progress to be made. Viola, I'd love to come to you. I know you're behind the scenes in operations and production, et cetera, but talk to us about some of the challenges that you face off the court, but still very much connected to sport, where you've had to create space and create inclusion for yourself and for other women.
Yeah. I'm fortunate that I work with a fantastic team, but sports broadcasting kind of historically has been a very white male and middle class kind of industry. So it's one of those things that just growing up, I never even realized that, you know, I could work in sports broadcasting, that was even an avenue for a career. And, you know, I played basketball for years growing up, loved it, moved over to the UK where it's not as established as back in North America. And so I kind of, you know, thought my time in sports was done. So managing to find my way here has been, you know, an interesting pathway. I've definitely not had kind of the most traditional route into TV. But yeah, once I've gotten here, and I've been really lucky with, you know, people that I've been able to work with, and meeting producers and directors who, you know, are making space for me to learn and have opportunities to, you know, kind of find my own place in sports, and finding out what I want to do has been fantastic. However, that's, you know, not been something that a lot of people have had the same chance. So being able to get to this place is something I realized that I've been so fortunate to get here. Yeah, that's definitely not something that a lot of women, you know, previously and probably in similar circumstances to me, haven't been as lucky. So it's realizing that the privilege that I've had on my journey, and making sure I don't forget that just day to day.
Yeah, that's very important. And, you know, sowing that seed into future generations, Viola, is something that's a responsibility for us all. Whether we lean into that moment or not is our individual choice, but it's still very important. Bethany, I'd love to come to you now. Officiating is just a hard business, period. It's a hard job. And I can only imagine the increased layers of complexity with you being a woman official. So just talk to us about some of the challenges you faced in your career officiating as a woman.
So strange enough, quite similar to Katie in the sense of changing rooms. They've don't really have changing rooms for officials. They do generally for referees, but it may be just one changing room. So even like, I'm not a referee, but sometimes the referees have to like, right, the ladies go in first, then the males go in afterwards. So it's quite a similar thing. Like, we've got all these new arenas being built, which is fantastic, but not enough changing rooms. And yet we are, it's nice to go into a place smartly dressed and that, and sometimes you don't have that ability to be able to do that, and it's a shame because like, it's a professional industry, so you want to walk in and like kind of like just show yourself. Luckily, I do think a positive thing within the officiating world here is it's I believe it's predominantly female on the table, predominantly male in the referees, but as a table official, it's very rare for me to table with a male, so sometimes it's quite empowering, like, yeah, we're all women on the table. And actually, I tabled your game, Katie, on Friday, yeah, I would say that's one of the challenges there, is just you're expected to turn up in a certain attire, but then where do you get changed? We get changed in the toilets sometimes, like where the spectators are. So I'm like, quick, sneak around kind of thing. Don't want to get into too much trouble. But that's one of the biggest challenges, I think, as a table official that can face. So yeah, that's about it really. Because like I say, we're quite lucky that it is a lot of females on the table. So. Yeah,
it's great to have that support and camaraderie. Go ahead, Drew.
I was just going to say, Yvonne, is that that's the great thing about these specials that we've done over the last 4 years, is that for Jay and I, what we always come out of here talking about is how educational this is for us, because that's something that I'd never been aware of in regards to, you know, women's basketball team not having a place to change. That's ridiculous. It's unacceptable. Anyone who's part of the game day process, whether it's a table official or a referee, just like if you think of a concert or someone, everyone has their own dressing room, and it should be exactly the same to anyone who's part of the game day experience. And so, you know, I really appreciate the candidness And for our listeners out there, you know, who are mostly fans, this is something that they wouldn't be aware of. So we appreciate that, guys.
Absolutely. Katie, I want to come back to you. You kind of left us with this reflection of you've been connected to sports and the industry for 25 years now. And while we're still noting some of the challenges, I think it's really important to reflect on advancements and how women's sports have truly evolved, not just in the UK, but around the world. Share with us some of the moments that warm your heart when you think about the progress that women have made.
Yeah, absolutely. So the NCAA women's basketball right now is going crazy. They're attracting a lot of fans, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, all of that. So that has been really kind of beautiful to watch and to see how these young women are empowering the sport and drawing attention to women's basketball in America, which then can translate over here into Britain to let the fans know of the BBL that, hey, the WBBL has just as quality athletes, just as entertaining of games. I think specifically speaking from the Eagles organization, they have stepped up in their social media of us so much. Like I've always said, the biggest thing in promoting women's sports is exposure. And I think the Eagles especially, and I think London's done a great job, Caledonia, like I've seen a lot of promotion for the women's side of the league. So I think that's been an awesome thing to be able to notice growth from even last season to this season, just how much more exposure the league has in Britain as well.
Viola, any builds onto that? What has been your experience in terms of advancements?
I completely agree with Katie on that. I think, you know, in media, we have so much power to you know, advance women's sports and the game. We, you know, we have the ability to, you know, we educate people, we, you know, entertain them. And with that comes informing people of what's going on. I think seeing what's happened in the States at the moment, it's fantastic with Caitlin Clark and all the news around that. And, you know, the Sabrina versus Steph at the All-Star game. It's so exciting to see how the attention's shifting more onto these athletes and the focus being, look how talented they are, look what they can do. It's exciting to watch. And yeah, it's so much fun to kind of be a part of that world. Outside of basketball, I think women's sport at the moment is finally getting coverage that it kind of deserves. Professional Women's Hockey League has just launched in North America, and that's blown up. They're breaking records, it seems, every new game, viewership, selling out arenas completely. And it's just, you know, people are excited to see it. And I think with more media attention and more focus on athletes and individuals and building up, you know, these players, you know, almost branding, you know, building up, showing these personalities and who they are and what they can do, it just puts more focus on the sport as a whole and female athletes. And it's just, yeah, I think there's kind of been a shift in probably the past few years to focus more on the athletes themselves and what they can do. And yeah, it's been fantastic to see.
Absolutely.
Can I share something real quick?
Yeah, hey, jump in.
So, first of all, women's ice hockey, they can keep that. I hate being cold. And I know that Drew is in perfect sync with me on that. Like, I hate being cold. But one thing I want to add, and maybe I'm wrong on this situation, but I don't think I am, is from a male perspective, being able to look at going back to Sabrina and Steph. So we talked about it on the last episode with Kirsty Brown, all-star Kirsty Brown now, I have to call her. But we were talking about the Sabrina and Steph, and I was saying this is the first time I think I've ever had genuine conversations where the Sabrina shoes are fire, you know, and like you're now seeing males that it's not even a question, you know, like we're not actually talking about it being a female shoe. Like I'm literally like the next pair of shoes I want to buy Sabrina. Well, I'm a bit old to be playing now, but maybe I just get them for fashion. you know, I think the advancement just on that is huge. You know, we're talking about Caitlin Clark's just about to come through as well in terms of, you know, her achievements. And you can see that being a trend now, something that could, you know, transcend women's sport. So, you know, I thought it was really important just to share that little bit right there.
I think that is important, Jay. I think you're pointing out some of the other obstacles that are being removed. Just because a woman's name is on the shoe, it doesn't mean it's a woman's shoe necessarily. Or even, you know, wearing jerseys, which is such a big deal. You know, a man can wear a woman's jersey, and you're seeing a lot more of that. So I think it's just a greater embrace of sport for sport, and not the delineation of men's sports and women's sports. Bethany, where are there still opportunities to improve?
Just in general, like, I think there's so many, for me, because I get to see a lot of BBL, WBBL, sorry, the British Basketball League, still getting used to the new name, and the Women's League as well. I've always just thought like they should always, so Newcastle, Leicester, London, they've got great setups, Caledonia, where they've got a men's and a women's team. And for me, that's what should be in all of them. If you're looking at like the team situation, and there should be, obviously we've got the national leagues as well. Like, let's grow that from grassroots, have those academies going into them, because we're all hot on like, let's grow British basketball, but we wouldn't, to also stay here as well. Like, a lot of British people want to stay here and play here. They want a great standard, and we're building that standard, but there's also that kind of like, oh, well, where do I go kind of thing. Oh, I've not got a WBL, a women's basketball, British Basketball League team. I'm lucky, I'm in Nottingham, so I've got one 7 minutes from my house, and that, and I grew up playing for Nottingham Wildcats myself. But it's just, I think it would be great that each city has both, and that they could join together properly, have those double headers of a day of basketball, have the WBBL game, then the BBL game. I think that is how you progress and get more kids involved as well. In the officiating world, it's definitely growing for women to join in with refereeing. I'm going to brave it, and I'm going to do my referees course later this year, and that. But, you know, you do need to start from grassroots as well. Like, I am a FIBA table official, and I will still go and do local league every Monday, every Wednesday. I play in it, I table it, and I help bring those youngsters through to officiate that are players as well. And I think that's really important, that players should also understand the officiating, officials should also understand the playing, and same with coaching. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, because I'm also a coach as well. And I've just been playing and coaching today. So, you know, I think there is a lot of room for that improvement, but it's getting it all together. And working together, or completely all together.
That's really exciting, Bethany. We're looking forward to the progress that you make with the officiating and being a ref. But Viola, I want to punt to you for a moment, because there was a lot of reference to media coverage for the women, and maybe doing some of these doubleheader games, et cetera. So what conversations are you having with your teams and your leaders and your bosses to say, here are some things that we could still do differently and we can still do better in support of women's sport?
Yeah, great question. So it's been, I've joined the league in September, and this is the first season that we're doing all the production in-house. So we're a very small team, but we're, you know, I think we're all very proud of what we've been able to achieve so far with the coverage and going completely in-house. We loved doing the trophy finals and doing the women's game as well. And we're very excited for the All-Stars and for the trophy finals, or sorry, to the championship finals as well. It's, I think, showcasing more of the women's game is something that we all want to do. And it's definitely the goals for the future is to show more and more. And I think with all that we're doing with the broadcasts at the moment, it's just kind of paving the way for us to be able to do more and more. We're already thinking about next season and what we're going to be able to do then. And, you know, putting a more of a spotlight on the games and highlighting players in the league, and drawing more attention to the league as a whole, so we can grow a bigger fan base and more people. You know, that's the goal, to get people to watch British basketball. And I think as we do that more and more, it's really exciting to think about where we're going, considering where we started from. It's just looking back at some of the first games, I'm sure Drew will agree with me, we've improved a lot since our first Sky games of the season. And, you know, each one that goes by feels like it's getting easier and we know what we're doing even more. And it's a really talented team that they've built for content, albeit small. We're, you know, hoping we'll get bigger and we'll be able to do even more. We're all, you know, wear many hats and do many things. So I think as time gets on, we just, you know, it's what, how much can we do, I think, is the question that we're always throwing around.
We're going to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Viola, and see what can happen even next season. But I'm definitely appreciative of all that the league and Sky Sports has done for women's sports this season. You know, it's definitely been noticed, not only by the players, but by the fans as well. Katie, I want to come to you. As you know, sports is fueled by fierce competition. And oftentimes we talk about allyship, and we talk about allyship in form of men supporting women. But many times the challenge is women supporting other women. And you saw over the past season plus-ish some challenges even within women's sport, some tough topics that came up, and it didn't always seem like we came together as a sisterhood, as a community of women supporting each other. So give us some advice on how women, in particular women in sport, can be more supportive of each other.
I think it comes down to empathy. Right. We all know what it's like to be a woman in society. Not all of us may know what it's like to be a woman in sport, but we know what it's like to be a woman in society. And the correlations aren't much different. So just being more empathetic towards each other in sport and showing up in different ways, whether that's reposting a person from your community who's done well in a game, or reaching out to someone you see struggling in the women's sports era. Just, I guess what I'm trying to say is, just like you said, it's really hard these days. Women aren't supporting women in sports. There's been comments on social media about, like, women's basketball isn't real basketball. Why would I want to watch that kind of stuff? And men say that enough. So as women, we don't need to be tearing each other down. We need to be building each other up, as kind of what your point is doing. So I think just trying to eliminate the negative comments that we have. And especially if you don't understand the sport, why are you commenting on the sport? As a woman, you should just support, like, hey, there's a really awesome woman doing something great, whether it's basketball, whether it's ice hockey, netball, which I didn't even know was a sport until I got over here. Just any of those things, just continually progressing the message that we do support each other, because the men are tearing us down enough that we don't need to do it too, you know?
Well said, Katie. Bethany, any comments to that, women supporting other women?
Yeah, absolutely. Having been a new coach in a women's team, I can honestly say I found my challenges. And it's a case of, you've got a mixed range of ages, and you've just got to learn to understand each other as well. No one says you all have to be best friends off the court, or whatever sport it is, but on court, you are a team. You need to unite and work together, and know that if you're going to give some form of, like, criticism, give it constructively, but know who you're giving it to, and work on it. So, you know, if someone does something wrong, don't go mad at them, but it's about, like, how can we work and make this better? exactly what Kate said, like, we don't need to tear each other down at all. I actually work in a national governing body as well. Actually, I work in British Canoeing, and, you know, we support all the women. So we've got a similar thing going off at the minute with, like, #SheParaddles. And it's amazing how many people come through like, well, why does that matter? And it's like, well, of course it matters. Everyone should be getting involved. And it's, yeah, purely about inclusion. And, you know, it's not woman versus woman in the slightest. We've just got to really, like, be accountable as well and just go for it and work with each other, make each other bigger and better.
That's so important, Bethany. Your phrase, it's not woman versus woman. You know, there's unlimited opportunity for success. And Bethany, for you to be successful does not mean that Katie and Viola cannot be. There's an opportunity for everyone. So I'm so glad that you stated that. Viola, any thoughts for you or from you, excuse me, about women supporting women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, just going off your point there, Yvonne, it's for so long, I think it was seen as for a woman to be working in sport, you know, there's very few spaces for women. So it was almost like competition and you have to go up against other people to try and get those limited spaces. And obviously that attitude's shifted, but it doesn't mean that sometimes that may still kind of, you know, those roots still may remain. So I think I've always enjoyed so much, you know, speaking to other women in the workplace, in broadcasting, hearing their stories, what they've gone through, how they've gotten to where they are in their careers, and just, you know, kind of expanding my view of the industry in broadcasting and, you know, learning about what other people have gone through and their struggles. And, you know, Katie mentioned earlier about empathy, and I think that's the best way to put it. It's just, you know, everyone has their own journeys and, you know, it can be difficult. And I think we just always need to look out for one another.
Empathy, very important. Thank you for the reinforcement of that. So Katie, as you think about International Women's Day, who are your sheroes?
So I've been thinking about this, and honestly, in my personal life, it would be all of my teammates. Just they're so inspiring in the community. I mean, Chloe is so involved in everything. Marina's so involved in everything. So they just really inspire us to be better in women supporting women and also just being present in the community. And then also my mom and my grandma. My grandma was playing basketball way back when it was 3-on-3, couldn't cross the court. So just being able to have these conversations with her about how much basketball itself has progressed, womenhood has progressed. I just really look up to the both of them and the standard that they've set for me to just make sure that I always have my voice. And if I'm not included, I'm going to make myself included.
I love the shout out to your teammates and grandma and mom. So thank you for that. Viola, who are your sheroes?
Yeah, well, so before coming on this, I had a call with some of my colleagues from work. And we just, you know, we were like, we'll have a chat about what we think. And basically, I'm so used to being behind the lens that coming in front of the camera is very different for me. So, you know, a bit of media training, but we ended up just chatting about our experiences and women in sport as a whole. And it was just, you know, fantastic. I had a really lovely chat with them. I work with some incredible women who are powerhouses in their fields. You know, it's a fantastic setup, the British Basketball League, you know, the organization as a whole. Yeah, there's so many fantastic people who work behind the scenes, you know, really hard, who all just like share the love of this sport. And yeah, I've been very lucky to work alongside these women and get to know them and learn from them. And of course, I need to shout out my mom as well. She's the one reason why I love basketball. Oh, we joke. It's like watching the Chicago Bulls while I was, you know, in the womb. And it's been since I've, you know, loved it entire life. Yeah. So my mom as well.
Yeah. Moms are always number one. Yes, so we can shout out moms all day. It always warms my heart. But Viola, I love the fact that you had like this huddle, this women's empowerment huddle. And, you know, really the point there is hopefully it just doesn't happen around International Women's Day, right? Like that should be something that continues because we draw strength and we learn from each other. And sometimes those moments aren't always as organic as what you described. Bethany, who are your sheroes?
I just love seeing women just grow and just go out there and put themselves out there. I've been thinking about this for ages and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm just here for just seeing. One of my favorite phrases is empowered women empower women. T-shirt on of it. Sorry, I haven't got it on. But I do believe that, and just seeing women really grow and go out and set up their own businesses, I think is just wonderful, and to support that. So they're my heroes, because without those businesses, I wouldn't be able to do so many different things. My mom, my family aren't a basketball background in the slightest, but my mom pushed me to do everything my brothers did. So I've got two older brothers. So if they were swimming, I swam. If they were ice skating, I ice skated. And I was better than both of them. So, you know, like I respect my mom so much for just pushing me to do that, that I can still do what the boys do, and that. So, yeah, I just love to see any woman grow, and especially on the court in refereeing. Like I say, there's so few of them that when I'm officiating with another female referee, I'm like, yes, you do this kind of thing. And it's nice when they put on like all women official for a women's game as well. And I think that's really empowering.
So Bethany, how about a shout out to all the big brothers who have been allies to their little sisters growing up throughout the centuries?
Absolutely.
And then I love your reference to women business owners. I mean, we've been talking about sport, et cetera, but around the globe, there's such a powerful entrepreneur spirit that's now really overtaking many women. And I'm just so thankful as well for all the women that are stepping out there in a brave new space to start businesses in so many different industries. So I'm so glad that you called that out too. I'm going to stay with you, Bethany. If we were to play a song later for International Women's Day, what would your theme song be?
So I absolutely love Britney Spears, and it would be Stronger.
Okay.
It was a different one, and I was like, maybe not quite appropriate. But no, definitely Stronger, because, you know, you've got to be stronger, and we've just got to keep going. So yeah.
That's a good one. I don't think we've heard that one before. So I'm going to have to, like, we haven't heard it referenced. I'm going to have to play that tonight. So thank you for that reminder. Katie, what about you? What are you going to rock out to for International Women's Day?
Honestly, I love the song Dancing Queen. I just feel like whenever it comes on, me and all my girls, we just go crazy, and it's just womanhood to me. So it's just like one of those nostalgic songs that I just absolutely love to listen to.
That is a fun song. Viola, what about you?
Oh, I think it's going to have to be a bit of Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman's just perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what was playing in my head when you said it. So yeah, absolutely. I think this may be a fun place to bring Drew and Jay back into the conversation. Drew, what would be your IWD song this year?
Oh, man, you caught me on the spot on that one. I didn't think about it.
Oh, really?
I didn't think about that. I mean, I love to sing, and I love all my female artists. But I just want to say that I am just really inspired by all four of you women, and to be able to see the change in the British Basketball League over the years, you know, I've been in the league now, involved in it for 20 years, and to the point to where, like, when I would see a woman, it would really catch my attention and I would be like, ooh, that's a woman. But now I don't even think about it anymore. When I think about all the different spaces, like when I, like, for example, you know, when I go to these games and I look at the official table, as Bethany mentioned, it's predominantly women. There's more referee females in the game. And then, you know, with the production team on camera, when you think about who's our lead female, Jeanette, who's leading the show, and Azania Stewart, who's the co-commentator. It's just throughout, when you look throughout the whole league, the whole spectrum, it's just the evolution has been incredible. And every time I see Katie, obviously we have this Newcastle connection. She is always challenging me to make sure I don't forget about the women. And so just my conversations, and we haven't had many, but the few that we've had over the last year and a half, it's made me more cognizant in the position than I am, that every time that I'm doing something, that I need to make sure that I'm inclusive, regardless if there's a script or not. So, Katie, I just want to say to you here on the air that I always appreciate that challenge that you throw at me. And so, you know, I'm just really inspired by all of you guys.
I'll always shout you. Don't worry.
Jay, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to share my song, first of all, because this made me think, like, when I was coaching in the Women's British Basketball League, like, we were trying to find that song that was going to get us hyped at the start. So, and it just always gets me singing. So Beyonce, Break My Soul. And every time I, like, say it, I almost start singing, but I'm not going to embarrass myself
now. Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised you gave Azania a shout out after she called you an old man this week, by the way. But that's another story. But I think like my final share for you guys is two things. Is one, I think never have I been more aware of making sure that we find that parity in it for the women's game as having a daughter. You know, and I think Drew will probably back me up on that one in terms of, you know, he's in the same boat. And my daughter is fierce. I laughed, Bethany, when you said about two brothers, because she has two brothers and she's going to be better than both of them. There's just absolutely no doubt. And, you know, I really genuinely look around and are thinking what opportunities are there. They're going to be there for her because she loves sports. She loves being around me, but she just loves multiple sports, just like her dad. You know, so never have I been more aware of that. And then, you know, my kind of closing thought with you guys is it every single time we do this, it's just incredible the people you get to meet, you know, because we may never meet, or when we do meet, it's so brief and fleeting. You know, Bethany, we may have crossed paths before, you know, being up in Nottingham, but just get 2 seconds together. You know, Katie, I'm sure I'm going to see you play, and Viola, I never would have even known who you are, you know. So, like, it's incredible to know that, you know, when we had Aaron on the show, for example, and he was talking about that production, I know how immense that is, you know, and what a burden you're carrying on your shoulders every day to make that work, you know. It kind of gets me a bit angry when people, you know, try to knock it at times. You know, it's got better and better, but just the fact that it's running this year is a celebration in itself. So,
you know, we're just getting started, Jay.
That's right. Amen. I'll keep shouting for you. That's what the podcast is for, to give you a voice and make sure everybody knows what's going on. But no, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you very much, you know, all three of you coming on board. And Yvonne is always leading the ship. If we didn't have Yvonne, you know, this wouldn't be half an episode that it could be, you know.
Jay, I'll just build on to your words. And Viola, Katie, Bethany, thank you for being everyday sheroes. Thank you for being trailblazers, door openers, window openers. And we appreciate the opportunity to celebrate you. And we look forward to having you back on the show soon. And Drew and Jay, as always, thank you for creating a powerful platform to celebrate, recognize, and honor International Women's Day. It is so much appreciated. So thank you again.